My name is Marie Mitchell. I'm here with Dr. John Cook. We are interviewing on the day of November 20, 2006, here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Library in the Center for Technology Services studio. And this is the project Jukebox through the Oral History Program, kind of talking about the life around the Haw Road. So, John, tell me a little bit about your background in the way of where you were born, maybe a little background of your parents.
Well, my father was in the Army Air Force when I was born and stationed in Paris. So I was born in Paris. Of course, my mom was there too. And she worked for the Paris Herald Tribune at the time. They sent me back over to the States when I was about 1-2 years old. They stayed over there. He went to Moscow. And I was raised for a little while with my aunt and uncle in Florida. And then to my grandmother and grandfather in Yakima, Washington, where I went to first grade. Then my dad changed jobs after a little bit. By fourth or fifth grade, I was in Maryland, just on the outskirts of D.C., where I graduated from high school. At that time, I was interested in a lot of things, and I spent a great deal of time out in the local cornfields picking up arrowheads and pottery and pipe stems and things like that. And that got me started on archaeology. But after high school, I went up to Dartmouth College and started out in engineering, but soon developed a taste for the anthropology department and graduated from there in 59 with a degree in anthropology. Actually, it was sociology at the time because the anthropology department hadn't been separated. Then I went into the Air Force and spent 2 years up here in Alaska at Unalakleet, the aircraft control and warning station there. After that...
What year was that when you did the Air Force?
From 59 to 61, really. 62, I was stationed down in Texas for a little while and then got out and went to grad school at Brown, where I got in with J.L. Giddings, who was my sponsor there, mentor, and graduated there with a master's degree. At the last year there, I was with Elmer Harp from Dartmouth in Newfoundland. We excavated a large site there, Port au Choix, and also visited the Viking site. Did a little digging up there at the north end of Newfoundland.
So your master's was in archaeology?
Right.
And then your major site... Your major field experience was this in
Newfoundland? Basically, yes, okay. But it was pretty much whole Arctic, right across the top.